Now turn to part 3. You'll hear a radio discussion about writing a novel. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Okay, in our weekly spot about how to write a novel, I'm talking to novelist Louise Dowdy. Louise, this week we're talking about getting comments and feedback on your work from other people. If there is anything in your own work you think particularly fine, said Ernest Hemingway, strike it out. Is that good advice?
Well, few would-be novelists aspire to be as plain and brutal as Hemingway, I suspect. But his dictum is still worth tucking into a corner of your brain. Not to be followed slavishly, but as an antidote to that great curse of the inexperienced novelist, overwriting.
How do you know if you are overwriting?
Well, an excess of adverbs and adjectives is a clue. Repetition, under the guise of emphasis, is another. And extended metaphors should be rationed tightly.
Now, there comes a point in the writing of every novel when you just don't know anymore. You've been immersed in it for weeks, possibly years. You've lost sight of the original impetus behind the book and are plagued with self-doubt. Yet at the same time, you know there is something there and are not ready to give up on it.
Yes, and this is the point at which you should be getting feedback.
From whom?
As a rule, I'd advise against getting it from your nearest and dearest. You will be wounded by their criticism and suspicious of their praise. Instead, join a writing community of some sort. You need comments from another writer. Those who have been logging onto my website will know that such a community has formed there. Creative writing courses and book groups are also good places to find like-minded souls. Through such contacts, you can find someone who understands what you're trying to do, which is not the same as someone who is uncritical of the way you do it. There is a time and a place for emotional support, but that is not what we are talking about here.
What kind of comments are useful in your view?
Well, you need someone who is prepared to say, I really like the opening paragraph, but I thought it went a bit wrong after that because, and crucially, is prepared to be specific. I just didn't like him is not a helpful comment on a character. I lost sympathy with him in the scene where he tells his brother the truth because I thought he was too brutal. Maybe you should rewrite it, making his motivation clearer and his language softer. That is useful advice. You can choose whether to take it or discard it. Similarly, at the level of prose style, some well-meaning person might say, it's a bit boring, but a helpful critic would say, you have 3 paragraphs of description here before you tell us who is talking. Maybe you should consider starting the conversation first and weaving all the description in instead of having it all in one chunk.
How do you personally get feedback on your work?
The most fruitful relationships I have with other writers are with the novelists with whom I swap work. Usually the person whose novel is under discussion pays for dinner. If you can find other novelists who are working at a similar level to yourself, with similar interests, and who are frank and unafraid of frankness from you, then keep them close at hand.
Now, what about reactions to feedback? We've talked about getting it, but what about when you've got it?
Well, even with a trusted ally, there comes a point when you have to stick to your guns and say, this person, whom I really respect, doesn't like this bit, but I do, and it's staying in. And of course, feedback can be annoying. For a start, a lot of the criticism you receive will be stuff which you knew already in your heart of hearts. You were just hoping nobody else would notice. And sometimes you will bristle at a certain comment on your work, not because it is untrue, but because the consequences of writing that particular defect are too daunting to contemplate at that particular time. Accurate criticism is the most painful of all. On other occasions, you will have a gut feeling that the person reading your work just doesn't get it, or wants you to write a different novel entirely. Frequently, the only way to work out if criticism is useful is to nod sagely, then file it in a drawer. When the wounds have healed over and your ego is not under immediate threat, then you will be able to assess its true worth.
Right. Now let's move on to talk about...
Now you will hear part three again.
Okay, in our weekly spot about how to write a novel, I'm talking to novelist Louise Dowdy. Louise, this week we're talking about getting comments and feedback on your work from other people. If there is anything in your own work you think particularly fine, said Ernest Hemingway, strike it out. Is that good advice?
Well, few would-be novelists aspire to be as plain and brutal as Hemingway, I suspect, but his dictum is still worth tucking into a corner of your brain, not to be followed slavishly, but as an antidote to that great curse of the inexperienced novelist, overwriting.
How do you know if you are overwriting?
Well, an excess of adverbs and adjectives is a clue. Repetition, under the guise of emphasis, is another, and extended metaphors should be rationed tightly.
Now, there comes a point in the writing of every novel when you just don't know anymore. You've been immersed in it for weeks, possibly years. You've lost sight of the original impetus behind the book and are plagued with self-doubt. Yet, at the same time, you know there is something there and are not ready to give up on it.
Yes, and this is the point at which you should be getting feedback.
From whom?
As a rule, I'd advise against getting it from your nearest and dearest. You will be wounded by their criticism and suspicious of their praise. Instead, join a writing community of some sort. You need comments from another writer. Those who have been logging onto my website will know that such a community has formed there. Creative writing courses and book groups are also good places to find like-minded souls. Through such contacts, you can find someone who understands what you're trying to do, which is not the same as someone who is uncritical of the way you do it. There is a time and a place for emotional support, but that is not what we are talking about here.
What kind of comments are useful in your view?
Well, you need someone who is prepared to say, I really like the opening paragraph, but I thought it went a bit wrong after that because, and crucially, is prepared to be specific. I just didn't like him is not a helpful comment on a character. I lost sympathy with him in the scene where he tells his brother the truth because I thought he was too brutal. Maybe you should rewrite it, making his motivation clearer and his language softer. That is useful advice. You can choose whether to take it or discard it. Similarly, at the level of prose style, some well-meaning person might say, it's a bit boring, but a helpful critic would say, you have three paragraphs of description here before you tell us who is talking. Maybe you should consider starting the conversation first and weaving all the description in instead of having it all in one chunk.
How do you personally get feedback on your work?
The most fruitful relationships I have with other writers are with the novelists with whom I swap work. Usually the person whose novel is under discussion pays for dinner. If you can find other novelists who are working at a similar level to yourself, with similar interests, and who are frank and unafraid of frankness from you, then keep them close at hand.
Now, what about reactions to feedback? We've talked about getting it, but what about when you've got it?
Well, even with a trusted ally, there comes a point when you have to stick to your guns and say, this person, whom I really respect, doesn't like this bit, but I do, and it's staying in. And of course, feedback can be annoying. For a start, a lot of the criticism you receive will be stuff which you knew already in your heart of hearts. You were just hoping nobody else would notice. And sometimes you will bristle at a certain comment on your work, not because it is untrue, but because the consequences of writing that particular defect are too daunting to contemplate at that particular time. Accurate criticism is the most painful of all. On other occasions, you will have a gut feeling that the person reading your work just doesn't get it, or wants you to write a different novel entirely. Frequently, the only way to work out if criticism is useful is to nod sagely, then file it in a drawer. When the wounds have healed over and your ego is not under immediate threat, then you will be able to assess its true worth.
Right. Now let's move on to talk about...
That is the end of part 3.